I would like to point out that through, is it 3 or 4 days of camp, and we did hear from Andrew Berry today. You're going to hear from that in just a moment here. The early parts of camp conversations are starting, the narratives, if you will, for camp are starting to come out. And it's been interesting to hear the differing opinions on the Browns' new offense and Deshaun's arm and all these things. And the reason why we bring this up is it is like we're finally to the point where we can start having conversations based off what beat reporters are saying. And so one of the big to-dos, one thing that everybody has said, but it was highlighted especially in Zach Jackson's piece on the new offense and some other camp nuggets, is the fact that the Browns are doing a lot of short throws in this alleged new offense. I am here to say, because Deshaun is still clearly on the mend, no matter that he's a full participant, I am not panicking at the news here that a lot of what you're seeing for Deshaun is short throws, intermediate throws, the under throws, basically the last 14 throws he made against Baltimore. I'm not, because I think it's more important that he's getting reps in practice right now and maybe conserving his arm, being gentle with his arm, than it is that he's out here and this offense looks like we're hoping it looks in mid-October like a finely tuned machine. At the same point, this conversation is incredibly valid because Deshaun won't be Deshaun without the down-the-field game. And if you guys didn't see what he did those last 2 years in Houston, and really what made him so damn alluring in Houston, it was the big playability. Deshaun, with underneath passing or with short passing, guys, honestly, the trade won't work out if he can't play with a lack of structure, which will allow him to get loose, get out of the pocket, move on the run, and make big throws down the field. So there is that's where we need to be, probably by early in the season, and there is where we are now. So when I saw the Zach Jackson quote, and I do think, I will give Zach extra credit because Zach has been on top of how the offense has looked with Deshaun in camp specifically the last 2 years. And Zach does not really pull any punches. He does. I don't ever think he's mean-spirited about it. He's just very honest about what he sees. So when Zach wrote, through three practices, Watson has thrown mostly short and intermediate passes and not much downfield, that to me has a little extra weight than if almost anybody else wrote it. Because Zach does not pull those punches, and he tends to be very honest, almost to the point where it has pissed Browns fans off in previous years. I'm not looking for fluff now. I'm not, whereas 2 years ago, I was, well, he hasn't thrown a pass for 2 years, and he's got a suspension, and he's got all this going on. Or even last year, well, those 6 games, maybe there's some confidence stuff there, but, you know, there's a new offensive play. He doesn't need to be. I'm not pulling any punches on Deshaun going into the season either. My expectations are, by the end of the season, I need to see a guy that is a really good quarterback. And really good is nebulous. It doesn't mean a damn thing. So I need to see a guy that's top 14, top 12, top 10 by the end of this season. I'm going to try to be patient in September because everybody and their mother overreacts to NFL football in September, and the teams who usually play their best football in September are not traditionally the teams that are with you for the full season. Look at Cincinnati. If you have what has been a pretty stereotypical season from Joe Burrow and the Bengals offense through the first 8 weeks, which is they don't look like the team that had just 2 years previously or the previous year been in the Super Bowl. I think there are some things to say. He's coming off a major shoulder injury, which, quite frankly, no other NFL quarterback has ever had to go through and then come back and be a $230 million quarterback the next year. So there is a lot of unprecedented here. I know we're not going to pull this off. I know you and I are going to overreact to every throw in September. But I'm trying my damnedest to just keep it on the level until we get later in the season. A lot of this, by the way, is going to depend on whether they're winning or not. But as it relates to Zach Jackson's comments on short passes, other media members have made this this observation as well. Andrew Berry spoke to the media today, and the Browns GM had this to say about the short passes and the way the offense looks through three practices.
Without going too specifically into his plan, there will be some, you know, level of cadence, but he's in a really good spot. He's got more than enough volume to do what we need to do.
It seems like a lot of the passes so far early are relatively short. Is that part of the plan?
It's not. I mean, I might disagree with that assertion, to be honest. I think certain throws in the NFL that require a lot of arm strength, they're not always vertical and down the field. Yeah. I think perhaps what, you know, maybe you've seen in the limited amount of 7-on-7 or teamwork we've done just happens to be that's where the progression took him.
So the thing that I do hear from what Andrew says is we are talking about a limited number of reps, and that is fair. You can't judge where this thing might be in 2 weeks or where they might be in 4 weeks or where they might be on, you know, September 6th or September 10th or September 15th or 16th. You can't judge them based off the first couple practices you've seen here. That being said, the Browns have pretty much unanimously, and Andrew's been a part of this, and I one of the reasons why I do like Andrew is he does say things from time to time. A lot of it is PR fluff. A lot of it is meaningless. A lot of it is team spin. And that personally just does nothing for me. It does not speak to me. But Andrew, of anybody in that organization, does occasionally give you good bits of honesty. He gave you something that we'll talk about later in the show about the stadium situation. That being said, I'm going to go with the guy, Zach, who has been pretty much spot on with his feelings about the offense and Deshaun's role in it the last two off seasons. And it sure feels like what Andrew gave you there is pure team spin outside of the small sample size. But like, you know, not all throws that require great arm strength or within, you know, down the field passes. I think I understand what he's trying to lay down there. My word of caution is everyone's just going to hear that you are polishing a turd right there. I tend to believe, yes, this is a small sample size, but if we're gauging the offense on where they're starting, it looks a lot like the last 14 passes against Baltimore where there was a lot of underneath stuff because your quarterback couldn't make down the field throws. It doesn't mean that this is time to panic, by the way. It means we should all see where they're starting. And every chance we get to check in, whether it's a preseason game, multiple preseason games, that first week against Dallas, any film that comes out, absolutely should be waged against what did it look like at the start of camp. 216-474-0092. We got Bruce Levine coming up at 2:40. We'll get his thoughts on the Eric Fetty trade and how close the Guardians were to get him. They tried to get him. What more do you want? I tried to take out the trash the other day. We didn't get around to it. It's hard. It's a big bag. Darryl Ryder joins us at 5:20 as well. We got the Pulse at 3:40. But as we get started, I do want to know where you guys are on the reports that the offense looks like a lot of underneath stuff and whether that has any impact on your positivity, negativity, cynicism, whatever. But the gap between what the Browns believe and what some fans and media believe has never been more apparent.